Welcome to Partner Ops Partner. I'm your host, Aaron Howerton, and this week we're talking about career growth in partner operations. I found a dream job last week. No joke, read the description, lit up all the pieces of my brain that matter. It was a short description. It hit all the points of things that I want to do. It was in partner experience. It was director level. It felt like it was made for me. I read the description specific to channel partners. I've been working in channel partners almost exclusively the entire time I've been in operations around partnerships. I thought this is going to be the job I'm going to go after. So I did what I do. I looked immediately into my network around the role. I found somebody at the company that I share almost 40 mutual connections with and reached out. That person offered to put in a referral and gave me the name of the hiring manager. So I sent my resume and then I reached out to the hiring manager directly. Now, the messaging for this, let me make sure that we're clear. I am a very transparent person. I'm very direct. I think hopefully by now, if you're listening, you know that. I reached out to both of these people exclusively to tell them I found this role I'm interested in. I'm trying to get above the noise because when I looked on the role on LinkedIn, there were hundreds of clicks on that apply button. Now, that doesn't always mean that all those people apply. That's counting clicks on that button as far as I know. If you work at LinkedIn and you listen to this, let me know otherwise. But I knew that there had to be hundreds of people that actually completed it, and their process was simple. So, you know, it's a few pages, a couple of fields plus a resume upload, boom. So I wanted to rise above the noise. That was what I put into the message to both of these people. The hiring manager responded and said, hey, drop your resume into the link and we'll get you started on the interview process. So that helped me, right? Those two messages helped me get around 900 applicants. But I still couldn't get around a 15-minute screener with the recruiter, who, by the way, was super nice. Responded to me the day after I applied, the next business day, set up a call for the next business day, and we did our 15-minute screener where he is doing the things recruiters do, paying attention but taking notes, asking me really specific questions. After about 15 minutes, his commentary to me was, I think you could do this job, but I think there's a couple of gaps and it would be an investment on our part. Now, the translation for me, which means that I don't think you're fully qualified to be at this level as a senior director level role because of these things. And in this case, it was a lack of immediate people management and a lack of program development. Folks, if you work in operations too, that's going to rub you the wrong way too. It rubbed me the wrong way a little bit because while I don't build programs from scratch, if you work in operations, you have a significant influence over the development of and execution of programs. Program leads may come with ideas, and the operations people have to put those ideas into reality, make them happen, give them the tracking, and a lot of times even influence the outcomes and how the program goes forward. So the idea that I haven't done program development because I haven't owned the program creation from the start is a little frustrating to get knocked for that. I think that's not an issue. And the lack of people management, folks, that's just the nature of partner operations. I know very few people in partner operations, especially if you're coming from smaller companies that have people reporting to them. The role is all about the influence you have to build within the company to get things done from a project standpoint. Depending on the role in partner operations, folks, if you're in it too, you know, we are all over the map in terms of the kind of work that we could do, and they would still call partner operations. So those are the knocks against me, right? I haven't managed a person in a few years, and I haven't built a program from, haven't originated program ideas. That's the only real way I can break it down, because I do feel like I have been working closely for and advising and strategic guidance on different programs. So 15 minutes in, he says, I'll go ahead and pass your resume up to the hiring manager. I'll let you know she wants to talk. He did say, we had a really good call. I said, hey, that's great. Listen, I'm happy to work through gaps. I'm happy to have these conversations. This is the kind of work I want to do. And he said, you know, honestly, transparently, I see you more as a director or a senior manager under this role, you know, maybe getting a couple years experience and then moving into this role. I'm like, hey, that's also fine. Let's just talk. So the next day I followed up with some other thoughts and reasons I felt like I still would kind of lean into this role well, and got back, hey, we chatted, and we're not thinking it's a good match. So I'm already out, okay? I'm already out, and that's fine. It tells me a lot, right? And it's a learning experience. But it's got me thinking, what is the growth? I've been asking this question for a long time. In partner operations, we don't have a lot of growth in the plan. I work at Atlassian. This is going to be one of the few organizations, I think, in the world that's going to have a channel operations team, that's going to have multiple people on it, where I have a boss who has a boss who has a boss. Right, like there's even in, but even in this company, there's actually limited growth within channel operations, within partner operations, because of how they structure the company, how they structure the role, and what opportunities might present themselves to me. It's just an interesting challenge. And if you work at a smaller company, we have more than 8,000 people at Atlassian. If you work at a smaller company, you know, 1,500, 1,000 people, you're lucky to be the only partner operations person there. It's becoming earlier. It's moving up funnel, but it's just taking time. So how do we grow our career? Well, one thing I think we do is we stay in touch. For sure, we stay in touch. So if you don't know any other partner operations people, please reach out to me. I will get you connected to as many as I possibly can. I've got a handful. I've got so many now. A year ago, I couldn't have named you. 2 years ago, I couldn't have named you. You know, 4 or 5 other people at this point. Now I have probably a list of 15 to 20 people that I could put my hands on that I believe are all working in, specifically in and around partner operations, want to build careers in the space. And that's part of what keeps me motivated to do what I'm doing, is to provide room for us to talk and have those conversations. So reach out. Let me help you get connected. But right now, specifically, if you want to continue to grow in partner operations, I do think you need to get closer to the program side. That was clear to me at this point, right? Try to use your insight. And I know some people right now that are getting to do that kind of strategic work. And so make sure your role includes that, and make sure you're figuring out how you can go do that. Get access to the data. Find out who the program people are. Try to take them ideas. Start to try to build out some concepts and strategies for program work that you can point to if that question comes up. Now, the other one, people management. You know, that's just one that's going to depend on your company. Definitely build the case for hiring. Build the case for additional people, whether it's workload, whether it's strategy. Find a way to get those people in and under you in an official capacity so that you can move in. Now, once again, I'm going to point out, this was me trying to move into a partner experience sphere. I think that partner operations are well suited to do this, because what we do is inherent to experience. The processes we build, the systems we administer, the strategies we employ, all of these things come back down. They come into partner experience. But that may not be enough. And to grow your career, to move forward in partner operations toward those director level roles that are few and far between and barely exist, to move into partner experience, you were going to have to broaden even further your visibility. So this is what's on my radar. Working to broaden my experience. Maybe that means moving from operations into programs where you can work directly with partners, build out programs, build out ideas, build out strategy, execute on those things and have something to point toward that supplements your operational background so that you can move over or up or into whichever direction partner experience. Still working it out. I was really disappointed, don't get me wrong, but in the never-ending stream of forward movement, it's already behind me, and we're going to move forward toward the next thing. And for me, that's this episode. That's making sure that the job board that I've created on my website stays updated. If I find new jobs, if you find new jobs, let's get them out there on the board. The job board that I put on partneropspartner.com is built on Softr and Airtable. You'll go out to those tables. You'll be able to see those and engage. Real simple. I'm just putting every role I can find onto that, marking whether it's open or closed. And then I'm going to keep it on there if it gets marked closed, because I think the reference point for us as we continue to look for and find new opportunities, if we try to compare those to past opportunities, as companies pull roles out from under us, as they pull roles off the market, as they try to shortchange the role and downgrade it from a pay or experience perspective, right? These reference points, I think, this table of jobs, I think that's going to be a very useful resource. I know it will for me. That's one of the main reasons I'm keeping it up. because I know selfishly I'm going to use it. Also, same thing for the partner tech database that I put out there. It is still in its infancy, but it has the 2022 Canalys list up. I have, I believe Jay is going to be putting out the next report anytime now. He's already told me it's got 20 to 30 new technology companies on it, so I'm going to get those updated and added to the list. Broken out into their categories. I'm going to try to make that editable so we can begin to add feature filters on there. I want to use that as just a really, really make that a public database of partner technology for operational people to start to work through that is really highly specific to the partner tech industry. It is going crazy. There's a lot happening over there. There's going to continue to be a lot of growth and a lot of transition in that field, so pay attention. For now, we're at 11 minutes. I appreciate whoever you are listening. Let me know. Maybe it's the three or four of you that I know were listening. Maybe it's the other 15 or 20 that seem to kind of drift in and out and download, or all the other random people. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great week. I'm going to have a great week. I'll talk to you next time.